Next patient is Lorenzo Berteto. The last name is B-E-R-T-E-T-T-O. First name L-O-R-E-N-Z, like in Zulu, O. 84-year-old, while bed following the practice because of CKD stage 4. The patient has remained in the same body weight, 217 pounds. He looks dry. When we had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup, the creatinine is up to 2.96, and the patient has a BUN creatinine ratio that is 18 and BUN of 53. He seems to be behind in fluids. We are going to change the administration of the loop diuretics to Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. And the patient is also encouraged to drink up to 50 ounces in 24 hours. I don't have a protein creatinine ratio. I know that the serum creatinine went to 2.96 and the estimated GFR is 20 mL per minute. The deterioration of the kidney function is most likely related to prerenal azotemia. The patient does have a hemoglobin, that is 11.1. Number two, anemia related to CKD, hemoglobin 11.1. We continue with close observation following number. There was evidence of the correction of the hyperkalemia, serum potassium 4.9. Following number, vitamin D level of when supplementation, the level is 26. Following number, hyperlipidemia is under control. The patient, following number, the patient is followed by Dr. Bandare B, like him. Beta, H, A, N, like in November, D, like in Delta, A, R, E. He has some pulmonary hypertension and diastolic dysfunction. The patient has a history of diabetes, however, the hemoglobin A1C is always within range. The patient is concerned about the possibility of going into dialysis. And at this point, as long as he continues to function well and we don't have indications for dialysis like metabolic acidosis, hyperkalemia, fluid overload, or uremia, we are going to continue the close monitoring that has been determined that doesn't accelerate the complications in this type of patient. So, paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the phase to phase 16 minutes, documentation 7 minutes.